Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On today's episode of The Receptionist, we are back with Michael Ashford, Director of Marketing, and we're talking about a very important subject, security and compliance. And spoiler alert, they are super important, but don't stress, The Receptionist, your visitor management software, can help with that. On today's episode, we're getting into some of the general guidelines and considerations you need to make when it comes to adopting your new technology, especially when you're handling personal information. We also talk about security and compliance. What happens if you don't take that seriously? And how The Receptionist has been able to help companies with their security and compliance needs. We discuss companies that are using our software to just sort of have a great visitor check-in experience and make sure that some security measures are handled, all the way up to companies who have some pretty serious compliance measures that they need to follow and how The Receptionist is actually helping make that happen. The Receptionist is an important part of your holistic approach to security and compliance, and we're excited to share all of these ideas with you today. We are back with Michael Ashford. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
We are glad to have you. So today we've got a very important topic. Got to get a little more serious than our typical podcast here because we are talking about security and compliance, and spoiler alert, they're pretty important, right? Okay, I said I was going to be serious about this, but yes, they're
just
important.
A little bit.
Just a little serious today.
We have to have a little bit of fun with it, right?
Yes, we do. Hopefully everyone else does too. Okay, so when it comes to technology and handling personal information in general, what are some of the guidelines or considerations that people and companies need to be making?
In general, with personal information, it boils down to making sure that the right people have access to the right information at the right time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when we're talking about information and all of the personal information stuff that has come out in the Facebook world and the Cambridge Analytica stuff, it's all about people or GDPR, for instance, and the new regulations in the UK and Europe. It all comes down to, and the reasons why all of these standards have been put in place or why all of these issues have come up and people have gotten mad is because they weren't either told that their information was being collected or weren't outrightly told. I mean, it may have been buried in a, 100-page rules and regulations on a website that you agreed to just by checking a box. Mm-hmm. So they weren't told that their information was being collected, or they felt that the wrong people got access to the wrong information at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to with when you're talking about my data, my information. People feel that anything about them is theirs, and I need to expressly give you permission to use it.
Yeah, and I think with everything, how the internet has evolved and how easily people can access information and how consumers have really realized how sort of easily accessible their information really is when not protected, people are getting more and more concerned about the security of their data. I mean, to the point where I've gone to places where you check in on paper and people don't want to write down their phone number. And part of me is like, it's just your phone number. But then on the other hand, I totally get it. So yeah, it's really I think as people have to be diligent for ourselves about where is our data going and who has it and making sure other people don't have access to it.
The thing that I want to, I guess, get out there is like, data and giving and allowing companies to use your data actually is really beneficial if you think about it. Think about the scenario that I get every week when I go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. I buy the things that I typically buy week over week over week. And what happens is that my grocery store in a couple months will send me a coupon for those items.
Yes, I love that.
They know what I've bought. They know how I bought. They also send me coupons for items that I might like. So my experience with that store becomes more and more personalized as they get to know me more. And that comes through them aggregating and taking in my data. I didn't expressly tell Kroger that I wanted them to collect my data, but all of my buying habits, I fully understand that they have that information and that they're going to use it to try and get me to shop there more.
Right.
I'm fine with that if I get coupons that save me money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so we are becoming more and more free or loose with our data and understanding that. But there, especially when you have privacy concerns about very personal information, you
know,
your shopping habits are different from, are you job seeking? Are you, you know, trying to close a deal with a certain business? There's a spectrum there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah, Starbucks has my phone number and my email and knows that I drink chai tea lattes way too often.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, if I'm going and I'm signing in at a doctor's office or I'm filling out, you know, a form at a business, I want to make sure that they're protecting that information. And if you don't have experience with that company or situation, there can be a bit of concern of, well, how is this being used and how are they protecting, you know, my information? So what are some of the consequences of a business or a company not taking security or compliance issues seriously?
I think the most obvious one, obviously, is just loss of business. You know, people who feel that you're not handling their, that you're doing too much with their information, or you're giving it away to too many people for not the right reasons, or not asking for those, not asking permission, you'll start to suffer from a brand and an image perspective. The other piece of it too is if you're not concerned about your own information as a company getting out, then you can hurt your business that way. One of the things, and specifically talking about the world we live in the visitor management space, is a lot of our clients deal in the aerospace world, in the food and manufacturing and logistics space, which can be in the legal world, which can be a pretty private and highly competitive field. And if you have a client coming in and signing in on a paper logbook, and then my competitor can walk in and pretend to be a customer and just flip open that paper logbook and say, oh, I see Joe from XYZ company came, I'm going to go give Joe a call. Like, you open yourself up to risk within the business as well in your own information, your own data getting out in a way that you may not, that may ultimately harm your business and your ability to work with your customers.
Yeah, it's interesting. It makes me think of, like, when I go to my son's school, whether you're there to volunteer or check your kid out, it's a paper logbook. And so it's always so interesting to me, like, oh, I can see someone had to go home for a doctor's appointment, or someone else's parent was here today. And so that always just kind of strikes me as a little bit like, well, you're just giving out a lot of information with this. And so it's just, it's interesting, you know, how companies do things and how they protect or sort of don't protect the information of the people visiting, but also therefore, like you said, their own business practices and information that's important to their company and their business.
And just think about that too, is you're signing in. Well, what if a gust of wind comes and blows that under a desk and you can't find it anymore?
Yeah. Like,
you lose track of who's been in the building, when they got there, why they were there. You lose access to records. You lose access to data. I mean, a gust of wind is kind of a silly example, but it's not out of the ordinary to somebody for a new hire, for instance, at the front desk, to take a look at the visitor logbook and say, oh, well, this is all filled up, in the trash it goes, or in the shredder it goes. Like, you lose data that way.
Well, and I also think sometimes people, I don't know if it's like, oh, I'm above that, I don't need to sign it on paper. It just kind of, it seems casual.
Yeah.
And so I think that it can get overlooked, or we've talked about this, if your receptionist is busy, it can get overlooked. Like, did you sign in? Yeah. And then they actually didn't. So I just think there's a lot of ways that it can fall through the cracks. And then that's not great for your security, or depending on your business, your compliance. So with the companies that you do tend to work with, obviously you gave some examples of the industries, what sorts of security concerns might they have?
I think the big one is just access to information and also physical security. So there's two types of security that we're talking about. There's a lot of industry standards, for instance, in companies that sell to the government. They have to prove, okay, if I am the federal government, let's say I'm the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and I'm using your company's software for some back office solution, I want to make sure that the people that have access to federal government records are only the people who should have access to that. And so you have industry standards like FedRAMP compliance that dictate that if you are a company that wants to sell to the United States federal government and have them use your technology and you are collecting data and storing it on your servers, from a data and security standpoint, you have to be able to prove to me that you have standards in place that only the people who we have approved to work on this project can have access to that. And that means having access to the server rooms, having access to computers that would be able to log into the servers. So knowing who's in your building, where they were, what they were there for, all that stuff kind of flows into both data and physical security. Mm-hmm. We see that a lot with the customers that we work with. You know, being able to easily pull up your visitor log of who came in your building, when they were there, why they were there, when they left, all that stuff. From a security standpoint, from an auditing standpoint, mm-hmm. especially when you have companies and industries that deal with a lot of data collection of their customers, they're often bound by auditing or subject to audits. Being able to pull up your visitor log at the click of a button versus having to sort through an Excel spreadsheet or a paper.
Find that piece of paper that fell between uh-huh. the cabinet and
There's a big time difference there.
Right. And we've also, you know, we've talked about this before that unfortunately with the world we live in, there are sometimes emergency situations and it's important to know who is at your facility. And again, for me, it goes back to the school, which there's many entry points, you know, people can come and go. And if there's an emergency, you know, I think they will likely want to use that piece of paper to figure out who's on campus and where they likely are. But that's not nearly as efficient as being able to pull up something in your system and know exactly who is in your office, why are they there, and where are they likely to be. So I think from, you know, that standpoint, that's important too. And as a visitor, I would feel much more comfortable in an office or a company that takes my security and their security very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about using a visitor management system, what seems to be more secure to you? You input all your information on the iPad, you check in, you sign off on an NDA perhaps, or a legal agreement that says, you know, you're there for the right reasons. And then you check in, you click the button or tap the button to check in, and that screen goes away. Mm-hmm. Your information is logged, it's there, you're checked in, and that screen goes away, and the person standing right behind you can't see it.
Right.
Versus the flip of that, which is, okay, I sign in all of my information on this paper logbook, and then I've seen it where the receptionist or the front desk worker will kind of slide down the top sheet of paper over the next line. I don't know if I'm explaining that the best, but they they slide a sheet of paper down, and it's like, okay, well, I can just lift that up. Yeah. And so the person right behind you can see all of your information. I mean, it's, you know, we may sound like it's a little bit petty or mundane, but these are real issues that I think that I know a lot of companies have to deal with. Our customers have told us we had competitors coming in, looking mm-hmm. at our visit logs to find out who they should try and poach.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've already touched on this, but obviously the receptionist, your software helps with security issues. So any other examples or stories maybe that you can share about how you've been able to assist with security issues that we haven't touched on yet?
I think a big one too is badge identification. A lot of industry regulations and compliance standards require that not only the person who is checking in present a photo of themselves or have photo identification, but then they have a badge and they walk around that clearly identifies them as a visitor so that all employees know, and it has their face on it, mm-hmm. a visible display of their information like a visitor badge. Our system prints those badges. And so you can take a photo as you check in, it timestamps it, it sets an expiration date so they can't come in the next day and say, oh yeah, I'm still here, I'm a visitor. It's just all those things that allow for not only your visitors to identify, but also for your employees who may run into a visitor around the office mm-hmm. to easily say, that's a visitor. They shouldn't be in that room.
Right.
Or they shouldn't be in, this isn't a restricted area that we can't allow visitors with that badge to come in here. It just sets people up for success.
Yeah, I love that. And so we're talking about security and compliance today, which are two different areas. So given that certain companies and industries have compliance issues or areas that they need to be concerned about, what sorts of areas are your customers coming to you that they have compliance concerns that they, that need to be addressed?
A big one, and I'm going to be throwing out a lot of acronyms here, but you know, I already mentioned FedRAMP compliance and the ability to prove who has access to what. We work with a lot of logistics companies, people who move packages across the border from between the United States and Mexico or Mexico and Canada. Mm-hmm. And here in the United States, it's called the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism. It's a voluntary program, but it really helps in increasing supply chain and border security. And so you are more able to easily move goods across the border if you can prove to the government that you are CTPAT certified. Oh. And part of that means having physical access controls to your facilities, like security cameras, key fobs, things like that, that you check in all visitors and you have a running log of those visitors and that they display visible identification like a visitor badge that we just talked mm-hmm. about, that you keep that digital visitor log, that you make sure that they check if they're a, why they're there. Are they there for a delivery versus are they there for a meeting, like having mm-hmm. that information. So that's CTPAT. That just, again, it's not a requirement of companies that do that, mm-hmm. but it really helps expedite the process.
Yeah. And that example also shows how security and compliance do go hand in hand, that
totally.
to be good, you know, and compliant, there are security measures that need to be addressed and the receptionist helps with the security piece. So therefore it helps with you being compliant as well, well as helping be compliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
That got a little convoluted.
Another one that we run up against a lot is the international traffic in arms regulations. So if a company is involved in exporting any defense products, any defense services, or even related technical data, so it doesn't have to just be a physical product. If you're related to exporting technical data, you are often bound by ITAR is what it's called, the International Traffic in Arms. And so, again, it's a lot of the stuff that I just mentioned with CTPAT and obtaining the information of your visitors and who has access to what. A big piece of ITAR compliance, though, is you have to ask every single visitor to your facility if they are a citizen or not.
Oh, wow.
And so being able to collect that data and then pull up that data at a moment's notice if you get audited mm-hmm. is hugely critical for aerospace companies, defense manufacturers, things like that, where you're not only asking for verification of citizenship status, but then on that badge that they have to wear, you have to print that status mm-hmm. on their badge. So signing legal agreements, non-disclosure agreements, obviously when we're talking about defense and defense manufacturers, making sure that their secrets don't get out.
Right.
It's kind of a
That's
big
pretty
deal.
Important.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. You got to take care of those things. Sorry, so, we said we'd be serious.
Yeah, right. So just keeping that record. I mean, all of this compliance is around keeping record of all of this stuff.
Well, and part of what I love about this conversation is it's really, you know, even for me, understanding what we do at the receptionist, it makes it so that you're clear that, you know, this is not just to replace that front desk person, right? This mm-hmm. is not just like, oh, I check you in, but really there are huge areas that the receptionist helps to address. So this isn't, you know, for, you know, just companies that have, I don't want to say just, but companies that, you know, have someone at their front desk and need to be checking in, but really these bigger, very legit companies with security and compliance concerns can utilize the software to help them.
Yeah, I mean, it runs the full spectrum of, hey, we're a startup in Silicon Valley and we just want to appear as tech savvy as mm-hmm. possible. So we're going to have this awesome check-in software that, you know, you can text message back and forth and it takes your picture and all that stuff. And you can sign your name with your finger, like all that stuff. You know, is it required? No. Does it help a company's brand and image and experience with them? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All the way up to what you just talked about, like, we're talking about here at the receptionist, helping our customers meet regulations that if they don't, there's really serious consequences. Right. Like there's government consequences coming at you.
There's some scary stuff coming at you if you are not taking your security and your compliance seriously. So again, it's really amazing. And obviously we're biased, but you know, that it does run that spectrum of cool check-in software to really taking care of the needs of a company that have to be very concerned about their security and their compliance.
Yeah. And it's not just in the United States too. I mean, we have customers in, I believe, 22 countries around the world. And there are varying degrees of regulations and compliance there that we don't know them all, but we do our best to help our customers in some small way there. I'm thinking back to a recent featured business that we just posted on our website. I think you know it. It's from a company in Canada called eCycle Solutions. Mm-hmm. They're a technology recycler. And so an information technology asset recycler. So I take my old disengaged computers from my company to this technology recycler, and they're charged with wiping them, you know, cleaning out the hard drive, scraping everything off, and then either refurbishing them or, you know, disposing of them appropriately. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this company does. And so they're talking about the data of their customers. They're talking about access to all that information. And this is a Canadian facility. And so what they have to ensure that they're, because of regulations in Canada, they have to kind of uphold this promise to customers and to employees and to any of their business partners. That's a world where they're regulated by really strict compliance and auditing standards because you're dealing with potentially very sensitive information and access to it. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist, our visitor management system, gives them the ability to breeze through that process of having them sign in, check all, or make sure they have that complete digital record of who had access to what. It just, all the forms, all the ID badges, it completely takes that out of a manual world and into the digital.
Right. Well, and it's interesting, you know, you talk about being in all these countries and not always being clear on the regulations and things like that. But what I know about the company is with your radical customer support, I know that you're listening to your customers and what they need and what their concerns are and probably the compliance issues that they have. And I think Andy and I talked about this on one of our episodes that, you know, you can't always meet everyone's needs, right? But if you're hearing it again and again, and it's something that you can do, it's that jobs to be done idea. You know, that if there is a job that people are looking to be filled, that the receptionist may work to fill that. And I know that's one of the things that's fantastic about the company is that you really want to hear how people are using the product and even what they might need the product to do that it's not already doing.
For sure. And, you know, to kind of bounce off of that too and do a little bit of product plug here, like no matter the company, no matter how, your size, like we give our customers all of our features on all of our plans. And so, if you don't need if there's not an overwhelming need for a heightened level of data aggregation for auditing purposes, you know, that might not be as important to you, but it's there. And in case you ever do need it, it's there. It's being used. You may just be using the system for, you know, to look cool, like we said.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine.
There's nothing wrong with that. We have plenty of companies to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so lots of great ways that the receptionist is helping companies become more secure and remain compliant. Any other final thoughts or best practices for security or compliance? You want to drop some more wisdom on us before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I think it's just a holistic approach. And again, we've kind of mentioned this on several episodes now, but it's not about using one visitor management system to handle all aspects of your security and compliance, but it's creating an efficiency in an area that, like you mentioned, and like you and Andy talked about, to accomplish a job that needs to be done. So we're obviously not going to deal with the cameras and the key fobs and the physical security. We're not going to be the one to sit there and scan somebody's driver's license or ID card and say, this is you, this is you. But we're a piece in that process that we can streamline and help make you better.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you say a piece of the streamlining, but really there's a lot of pieces that it can cover.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great, especially when it comes to security and compliance, because like we said, They're pretty important.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. There it is. We told you. It's yep. true. They're important. So don't forget. And the receptionist can definitely help you with that. So thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, it was fun.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.